6, speaking of parking.
Point of order, since I know we have staff waiting for agenda. Yeah. Are we going to break at 12:30?
That was my hope, that we could get the parks items done and then break at 12:30. Any reason to do otherwise?
Folks? Mayor, could we, since it's a second reading on 13:30, can we,
yeah.
And I have a director here, can we do that as well?
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll get through the parks items, deal with the second reading, and save the rest. How's that sound? We have 3 second reading items. We ought to be able to dispose of those quickly. Okay. All right, another parking item, please. 1326.
1326, extend contract with Central Parking System of Washington, Inc. through March 31, 2017, with an administrative option to extend 1 additional year through March 31, 2018, to manage and maintain 6 Smart Park parking garages.
Commissioner Novick.
Mr. Jacobs again.
Thank you. Good morning again, Mayor and Commissioners. Again, my name is Michael Jacobs. I'm the Smart Park Manager for the Bureau of Transportation. The Smart Park program consists of 6 parking facilities with almost 3,800 parking spaces. The Smart Park mission is to support the economic viability of the central city by providing an affordable system of parking garages primarily designed to meet the short-term needs of shoppers, visitors, and business clients, and by investing in other central city transportation improvements. Specifically, Central Parking provides services including garage operations, janitorial services, equipment maintenance services. They operate the merchant validation program, and they have recently taken on the PCI compliance responsibilities. The contract is funded by receipts from the garages. It is a separate fund. It is not part of the general fund. For the current fiscal year, the net operational revenues were budgeted at $12.1 million. The operational expenses were budgeted at $2.66 million. The contract provided for a current monthly management fee of approximately $810 per garage per month, along with an incentive fee, which was anticipated to be approximately $65,000 for the current fiscal year for all of the garages. I am happy to say that our current revenues are about 10% higher than they were when the contract started. And from a recent survey conducted, we have found a 97% satisfaction rate for customer service in the garages and a 92% satisfaction rate with the automated payment system. In addition, we have found an 89% overall satisfaction rate with the Smart Park Validation Program, which was from a survey conducted with the downtown merchants. With that, I respectfully request a 1-year extension for this contract with a director's administrative option for 1 additional year. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is the operator still required to provide somebody on site at each garage?
Yes. When we originally...
A real person, live person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's still a requirement?
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner, I've had to take advantage of that a couple of times the last year.
So have I. That's why I was asking.
All right. Other questions? Thank you very much. Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Then it passes the second reading.